favorite car was a 1970 Tornado with a hood that just went forever.
Is that good?
It had gas mileage that was...
Well, yeah, 7 miles a gallon. Yeah, back then. It's going to be a great hot August night. I'm really looking forward to it now. All right, so here we are. You know what we didn't get to talk about earlier that I wanted to talk about?
What's that?
Was the Murdoch thing. I know, it's not beat to death yet.
Since you and I talked last Saturday, mm-hmm. the hacker who started all this, the whistleblower.
Yeah, the whistleblower.
He died. Is that suspicious or what?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the whistleblower died.
Yeah, that's very suspicious. What did he die from?
Supposedly of natural causes, but
suffocation? Stop breathing?
Well, that's what the conspiracy theorists would like to think about is, did Murdoch kill him?
Well, you know, maybe it was just his time. I mean... Well, I heard from Pete Hamill. Do you know who Pete Hamill is? Back in 1960, he went to work as a reporter for the New York Post. And he was on talking about how this is really going to affect journalists and the whole future of journalists, what's going on right now.
Because
of hacking information.
And was he trying to say that they do this all the time?
No, yes. He was saying that...
That's what I thought.
But ethical. You know, not hacking
into... How do you hack ethically?
Well, it isn't that. It's not hacking. The word is kind of out of control right now because of computers and viruses and hackers. But the point is that you get your sources, and they give up information. And we didn't used to have all the high tech that we have now. I mean, ask Nixon, you know.
Right.
He would have done it different. You know. But now we have all the high tech. So now they have their people and their sources that go about getting the information any way they can. And they've got techies and
they probably don't really ask how they're getting it.
They don't ask. They don't care. They don't care how they get it. They've always been that way, though. Journalists pay off their sources. Now they're paying off business people and they're paying off politicians to give up information. So now all of a sudden it's illegal.
Yeah.
But they've been doing it.
And like I've been telling you for 2 weeks, I just don't think it's that big a deal.
How do you think we get information as journalists?
Expectations for privacy anymore. I think that's just a dead thing.
It is. And Pete Hamill says he's worried about the New York Post because when they start digging around, how many people are going to fall?
Did you hear about Florida? The state of Florida made $69 million selling the info on their citizens.
What?
From the DMV in Florida has been selling the information, names,
what part of Florida?
Addresses.
What part of Florida?
State of Florida.
The whole state of Florida is selling people's lists, databases?
On our story list.
All right, let me get that out. Let me get to it.
$63 million they made selling driver's info. Names, addresses, dates of birth, and the vehicles they drive. So,
well, I mean, is it one person that's hacking in and doing it kind of like...
So when's the last time you bought a new car? If you buy a new car, you'll start getting all kinds of mail from people who want to sell you like extended warranties.
Oh, yeah, you get over the phone now.
Special stuff for your car, and you're saying, how do they know what kind of car I drive?
How do they know my phone number? They've been calling me on the phone. So Nevada's selling too because I've been getting those phone calls.
Well, that's what I haven't heard yet. I've been trying to find out if Nevada does it, and I think a lot of people are suddenly curious about their own state. Because now that this story's out, that Florida made all this money.
You know, I don't know. I think I'm just going to... I mean, what in the heck is going on?
We don't have privacy anymore.
Well, we've tried to hold each other accountable, and this is what happens. When you try to hold everybody accountable for what they do, what they think...
You know, if a private business sold your information, you'd be furious.
Yes. How about your medical information?
What do you do when it's the government?
What do you do? Storm the Capitol. Us boomers, we got a reason to march.
They took it to court. Somebody took it to court in Florida, and it's already been adjudicated. The judge said it's legal.
It's legal. The judge in Florida said it's legal to sell our personal information.
Yep. So it's a done deal. So
we need to get someone in here about Nevada. Now that you've
Seriously.
Told me that, I am telling you the truth.
I had a couple days, and I could not find out. I don't know whether I was Googling wrong or what, but
I couldn't. Who could we call? I mean, there's somebody.
It's got to be somebody in Nevada who knows.
Heller. Oh, hell. He's now busy. A senator. He doesn't, you know. No, but it is. I'm telling you the truth. I get phone calls. I get messages on my cell saying, your warranty has gone out, and it's time to upgrade it.
How do they know?
How do they know?
How do they know?
How do they know? Okay, Murdoch. Anyway, that's over. Now, here's something else that I found pretty interesting as a hot current event. You like Michelle Obama.
No,
Michelle Bachmann.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Wrong, Michelle. So many of them now. Well, her husband teaches Christian courses and classes and lessons.
He's like a psychologist or something, right?
But what he does, listen, yes. What he does actually is his course helps gay people come back to the light.
Why did you have to say it like that?
Because
you're just
rainbow
trying
and all.
To be controversial.
Rainbow and all. No, it's reparative therapy.
I know.
That's what he does. He does reparative therapy. He helps gay people understand why they think they're homosexuals, and he tries to bring them back to a heterosexual bargaining table.
Shows them pictures of Raquel Welch.
Doesn't work anymore.
Isn't she beautiful?
She also has a cane. But what happened was these gay barbarians, they're calling them, went to his waiting room of his clinic and asked for him. And when he didn't show up, they glittered his entire office.
That's constructive.
Stop it. I know it. I'm going to glitter you. They threw glitter. I mean, we're talking. I mean, that's like tagging, right?
Why are they so upset? I mean, he's not going out and forcing people to take his therapy. He's
well,
there are people who want this therapy.
They're kind of mad at Michelle also, because she's saying, you know, marriage is meant for a man and a woman.
I agree.
And okay, you agree, and some people agree, and I think it's a good way, but I don't think it's the only way.
Okay.
Okay.
How many ways are there?
Okay, listen to me. You don't believe in the government interjecting into our business.
I don't.
Why do you believe in you interjecting into someone else who they want to be with?
I don't care who
they
want to
be with. Why is it your right to do that?
I just don't think you can change the definition of the English word marriage to make it fit whatever you want.
It doesn't say man and a woman. Marriage is when two people get together and pledge to be together.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, that's going out the window, too.
Well, you can't just change the meaning of the word.
Yes, you can. You can change anything you want. Haven't you noticed? But anyway, they glitter. What do you think? Do you think that they should be held responsible for... that's wrong. For them to go and destroy his office?
No, I think
they didn't arrest
wrong,
any
yeah.
of them. Like they I didn't said, arrest any of them.
He's not forcing anybody to take his therapy. It's people who want the therapy. So what's wrong with him giving it to them?
Oh, them nutty gay people.
And I don't mean giving it to them like that.
Give them what they want, you're saying? No, I know. Just absolutely insane that they would do that. Just
you
to
think
get
it
some,
works?
What?
You know what? I've never actually researched it. Does that kind of
reparative therapy?
Yeah, does it work?
I suppose it can work, yes.
Does it have a...
I think anything works. Everything works.
A rate of success that's...
Well, we haven't seen any numbers yet, but we could get
Where
a hold of Bachman's husband, Michelle's husband, and ask him what kind of results he's having. But they say, I think it only works if you want to meld back into the popular thought form of society.
I guess it boils down to
And if you want to be normal, then it can work.
It boils down to that question.
What is it? Here, I've got some.
Are people born gay? That's the question.
That's the question. Now, Nick says that people that
Amy looked it up in the dictionary, by the way.
What'd you look up?
Marriage. Oh. It's the legal union of a man and a woman.
As husband and wife.
Amy.
American heritage.
Amy's on the ball.
Amy's on the ball.
So, Amy, you're saying Jay's wrong.
No. I'm not wrong. You know, okay, so the dictionary says poo-poo is what? So what? Doesn't mean that it has to be that way. I'm just saying, I'm for whatever people want to do. I'm not going to judge them because two women want to live together, two men want to get married. I don't care.
If
they want to share their property and they want to share their insurance.
What if a man wants to marry a goat?
Well, they got stuff about bestiality too, but hey.
And you're okay.
Since I'm playing the liberal part, go for it. I told you I'd love to marry my dog.
What if
I love
the goat's
her.
Not even alive? What if it's a dead goat? I mean, there has to be a place where you draw the line.
A dead goat. Okay, I see what you're getting at. That's a good place. But how about people who leave their money to their dog?
Or stuff their dog and keep him in the living room.
Ooh, it
just
JP.
Freaks me out. They do. People do that.
Don't go away. I got another something here
now
going
you're
on,
saying
too.
They can marry him.
Sharia law being imposed on Canadian middle school. You're going to love this. We'll be back with Broadview here on 1270 The Buzz.
1270 The Buzz.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar. but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada National Guard and aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Now, you just be quiet, JP. I want to ask you something. If you're looking up something, I mean, just for a minute while I ask you. If you're looking up something online, do you believe what Wikipedia tells you?
No.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. See, Amy, you came in with this too quick with this. Here is the definition of marriage according to Wikipedia, which is what the youthful people use. Yeah. They don't use the Webster dictionary anymore, okay? It is a relationship established between a woman and one other or more persons.
So in other words,
there you go.